Gonna sing you a song about Donald Trump and all the good he's done. Well, now we got that over with. This is a song from 1945. It's written by a guy named Buddy Johnson. He had a hit with it on what was then called the Race Records chart, forerunner to the rhythm and blues charts. I guess people back in 1945 didn't think anybody but didn't think any white people listened to that kind of music. But anyway, he and his big band had a hit with it on the Race Records chart. His sister Ella Johnson sang the lead. 1947, it again hit the Race Records chart with Art Hickman's orchestra with Annie Laurie singing lead. It hit the mainstream in 1963 when it was done by Lenny Welch. Since then, a whole raft of people have done it. I have two favorites. One is from Barbra Streisand's 1972 album, Barbra Jones Streisand, which I think was her best album. And the other one is mine. When you just give love and never get love, you better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. Made me leave my happy home. Took my love and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, now just brings misery and pain. I know I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, it's too bad. But I'm in love with you. First you love me, then you snub me. But what can I do? I'm still in love with you now. Guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night. Since I fell for you, it's too bad. You know it's too sad. But I'm in love with you. First you love me. You love me, then you snub me. But what can I do? I'm still in love with you now. I guess I'll never see the light. get the blues most every night since I fell for you. Since I fell Thank you very much. Somebody asked me the other night who my biggest influences when it comes to playing guitar. You know, I couldn't even answer that. When I play, I give myself to the songs. The songs tell me how to play them. And I have no idea if anybody ever did really influence me. But I find songs that speak to me, and I hope they speak to you too. I'm just a conduit for the universe, you know. The songs are out there, and they want to be heard. This is one that was written by Harry Van Walls and a guy who went by the name of Nougat Tree. Now, it turns out Nougat Tree was Erdogan spelled backwards. And the gentleman in question was actually Ahmet Erdogan, who founded Atlantic Records, Atco Records, and a whole raft of other labels. He was a real record man and a genius. He only passed away a few years ago. He was instrumental in the development of the doo-wop sound. He discovered and nurtured groups like the Coasters, the Clovers, the Drifters, Clyde McFadder, rafts of these people, Cardinals. He rescued Aretha Franklin from obscurity at Columbia Records. They had her doing stuff like Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie melody. I mean, you know, she did it well, but it didn't really catch, you know. And Ahmet got her songs like, I Ain't Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You, and Respect, and Chains of Love, and all those. And made her a superstar. He found Led Zeppelin in England as a relatively unknown group. Brought them over to the States and turned them into superstars. So he was quite a cool dude. He was responsible for letting Bobby Darin do Mack the Knife when everybody else said he shouldn't do it because it was from an opera, you know. Anyway, he was a genius and a real record man. Today's record executives are just accountants. They don't care about the music. Of course, you could say the same about politicians, I guess. But anyhow, for some reason, he changed his name to Nougat Tree to write this song. I can't imagine why, because, it couldn't have been a contract hassle. Sometimes those things happen. But he owned the company, so how could it be a contract hassle? But anyway, it was recorded in 1951 by Big Joe Turner. It was covered in 1956 by Pat Boone. I don't do it like either of them. Chains of love have bound my heart to you. Chains of love have made me feel so blue. I'm your prisoner. Tell me what you gonna do. Are you gonna leave me? Are you gonna make me cry? Well, are you gonna leave me? Are you gonna make me cry? These chains are gonna haunt me until the day I die. Well, if you're gonna leave me, please set me free. I said, if you're gonna leave me, please set me free. I can't bear these chains that bind me unless you're here with me. In the morning, the moon is shining bright. I just sit and wonder, where can you be? Where can you be? Thank you. This is a song from 1993, written by a guy named Gordon Michael Thomas Sumner, otherwise known as Sting. Anybody who goes by one name is okay in my book. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. We can tell the sun in his jealous sky. We walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for 2 days a while. Upon the fields of barley, in his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? We can tell the sun in his jealous sky. We walk in fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul upon on the fields of barley. Feel her body rise as you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never make promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear in the day still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. Have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down upon the fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. We can tell the sun in his jealous sky we walked in fields of gold, that we lay in fields of gold, that we walk streets of gold. Thank you very much. Boy, there's so many great songs out there. There's a lot of them that are terrible too. I'm not much of a writer. I figure there's enough mediocre songs out there, so I don't need to add to that pool. I've written a few, but it's not my thing. I like taking other songs and making them mine. This one's written in 1968 by a guy named Towns Van Zandt. It's about a nightmare. In fact, it's about a nightmare that I've had, or if I haven't had it, I should have. My lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon dances purple through her long black hair. With her ladies in waiting, she stands 'neath my window and the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair. Sing to she says that she comes from my mother, the mountain. Her skin fits her tightly, her lips do not lie. She silently takes from her throat a medallion. Slowly she twirls it in front of my eyes. Sing to she's wearing is shimmering blue. Outside my window, her ladies are sleeping. My dogs are done hunting, their howling is through. Sing to and her eyes turn to poison. Her hair turns to splinters. Her flesh turns to brine. She leaps across my room and she stands in the window, screams that my firstborn will surely be blind. Sing to stairs and I run to the garden. No trace of my true love is there to be found. Sing to a lullaby. So walk these hills lightly, mind who you're loving. By our mother the mountain, I swear that it's true. And love not a woman with hair black as midnight, and a dress made of satin, all shimmering blue. Sing to Lurilau. My lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon dances softly through her raven hair. Thank you. Towns Van Zandt was an amazing dude. You know, his songs are actually quite simple. They're very repetitive, but his lyrics are fantastic. This one's a bit older. This is 1930. It was written by Hoagie Carmichael and a fellow named Stuart Gorrell. Hoagie Carmichael was a brilliant composer, not so good at lyrics, so he almost always collaborated with someone else. He wrote this song with a fellow named Stuart Gorrell. Now, most people think that this song is about a place. In fact, it's even the state song of one of the states. But it There's a little more to the story than that, at least according to the urban legends. According to the legend, and I can't, swear that it's true, but I like it. According to the legend, Stuart Gorrell had a thing for Hoagie Carmichael's sister. So when he wrote these lyrics, he actually wrote it as a love song. It's not about a place at all. It's a love song to Hoagie Carmichael's sister, Georgia. 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 The whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Georgia. Georgia. The song of you seems as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out for me, other lips smile tenderly. Dreams I see, the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song that keeps Georgia on. Song that keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song that keeps Georgia. Thank you. Back in April of 2017, there was an open mic in Framingham, Massachusetts, and it's called Amazing Things. They had a one-shot evening for the Art of the Protest song. Everybody who came had to do a protest song. So the one I would have usually done, couldn't do because the girl who wrote it was there, and I knew she was going to do it. So I had to come up with another one, and I stumbled on this one, which I'd forgotten all about. It's a song that introduced me to the works of Bob Dylan, back in 1962. Now, if you remember, in 1962, we had things like the Cuban Missile Crisis and all sorts of nasty things. The Cold War was really, really happening. And when we went to bed at night, we got used to the idea of having the sword of Damocles over our heads, not knowing whether we were going to be incinerated in our sleep or wake up in the morning to a world that was devastated by nuclear war. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed, and we survived from 1962 until today, when we seem to have returned to that situation. So the song needs to be sung. It's the story of a young man who traveled the world after the nuclear holocaust. And he came home, was talking to his mother, telling her what he had seen. When I first did the song, I tried it out on another open mic before I went to this thing at Amazing Things. And I said, good grief, this is a long song. There's 51 lines of lyric. So that's too long for an open mic. So I cut it back to 38 by taking out the less disturbing lines, left the more disturbing ones in, because Dylan's at his best when he's disturbing. And I performed it that way. And I've done it that way ever since. Well, not quite, though. I performed it that way for a few times, and then I was going into the parking lot of an open mic in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire, at the Fitzwilliam Inn, which was a great open mic. They're having hassles right now with ASCAP and BMI, but I hope they reopen. I was pulling into the parking lot, and I pulled into the parking space. Now, I was completely straight. I want to make that clear. I hadn't consumed anything or smoked anything. And a voice said, you have to add these two lines to that song. I hadn't even been thinking of the song. I said, what? And I stopped, I parked the car, and there they were hanging in front of my face, black type on a yellow background. That's the weirdest thing that ever happened to me. And I read these lines, and I said, yeah, they belong there in that song. I went and performed it that way that night. The lines were already in my memory. And I've performed it that way ever since. Now, if you're familiar with the song, you may catch them. If you're not so familiar with the song, you may not. But after I finish it, I'll tell you what the lines were that the universe told me to add. When the universe tells me to do something with that loud a voice, I figure I better do it. Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I stood out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles to the mouth of a graveyard. It's a hard It's a hard rain. That's gonna fall. And what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. I saw bombs and missiles controlled by a madman. I saw traitors and thieves in the houses of Congress. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard. Well, it's a hard rain. Gonna fall. And what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard one person starve. I heard many people laughing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard. It's a hard rain that's gonna fall. And who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain that's gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? What'll you do now, my darling young one? Back out for the rain starts a falling. Gonna walk my way to the deepest dark forest, where the people are few and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are clogging their waters. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. And I'll tell it and think it and say it and breathe it. And I'll now shout from the mountain so all folk can hear it, that it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart. Well, it's a hard rain. It's gonna fall. Thank you. Oh yeah, that's right. It's bombs and missiles controlled by a madman. And traitors and thieves in the Houses of Congress. And if those lines didn't belong in that song, I'd have to be a Republican. Yeah. There's another song that needs to be sung today. There's things we thought we had left behind, but no. This is a song that started its life as a poem by a guy named Abel Mirapol. He was from Massachusetts somewhere, I forget where. And an interesting thing about him is he actually adopted the children of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. If you remember your history, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed for the crime of treason and espionage for having sold the American atomic secrets to the Russians. My, how things have changed. Now we have a president who has sold the entire country to the Russians and the Chinese and is getting away with it, apparently. I digress. 1939, Abel Mirapol, for some reason, no idea why, changed his name to Lewis Allen, at least for the purposes of doing this, teamed up with a guy named Dwayne P. Wiggins and another guy named Maurice Pearl, and they put the poem to music. It's dark, it's twisted, it's evil, and it's cruel. And it's something that has to be sung. It's about the lynchings that went on in the 20s and 30s in the Deep South. The lynchings put on by the white supremacists and the KKK. There were over 4,000 people lynched in those years. Mostly black, but not all. But those are only the ones that were recorded, you know, that we know about. They made a big deal out of some of these. I mean, they had picnics and brought the kids, no lie, and wrote them up in the newspaper and all that. But how many more were lynched that were never reported? Bodies never found, sunk in the bayous for the gators, or burned. Entire families wiped out. There may have been, in my guess, it would be another 10,000. Josh White did the song back in 39. Nina Simone did it in the 60s. Been a few others, very few others. Billie Holiday had the iconic version. Some people say that it's what derailed Billie Holiday's career, because nobody wanted to hear the truth. Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root. bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit dangling from the poplar tree. Of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolias clean and fresh, the sudden smell of burning flesh. Trees to drop. Here is a strange and bitter crop. Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit dangling from the cypress tree. Thank you. You know, there are people who want to bring us back to those days. That's why I've got to sing the song. The original lyric line was black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. I took the word black out because today you don't have to be black to be a target. Red, yellow, brown, off-white. What's your religion? Do you have a religion? Are you of the right sect of evangelical Christianity? What's your ethnicity? What's the color of your eyes, your color of your hair? What's your educational level? Did you go to college? That makes you a target. What's your gender identity? Well, that's a big one. What's your stance on gun control? What's your stance on abortion? What's your gender? If you're a woman, you're a target. This has got to stop. The only way we can stop it is by voting. Vote as if your lives depend on it, because guess what? They do. I'll do one more. Yeah. I got one more, then we'll take a break. Remember I told you I went to that Art of the Protest song thing and didn't do one song because the gal who wrote it was there. She's a very creative writer from Andover, Wanda Metcalf. She writes satire. That's what she does. And she's got quite a wit. This is my very favorite protest song. Well, I'm gonna use an N-word. an N-word. An N-word polite people just don't say. Gonna use an N-word. An N-word. An N-word. An N-word. And it's really not okay. Nazis. He appointed Nazis. Nazis to run the USA. Nazis, he appointed Nazis. Nazis, and that's really not okay. I'm gonna use an F word, an F word, an F word. An F word as the righties run amok. Gonna use an F word, an F word, an F word. An F word that doesn't rhyme with duck. Fascists, he appointed fascists. Fascists to rule the USA. Fascists, we're ruled by fascists. Fascists, and that's really not okay. An F word, another F word, because it looks like we are out of luck. Gonna use an F word, another F word, an F word, and it doesn't rhyme with truck. Führer, he's now Der Führer, Der Führer of the USA. Donald will endeavor to be the hugest Führer ever. Our Führer. And that's fucking not okay.
See you in a few. Go up and buy some goodies.